Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're right. As of now, we have no money, no weapon, no identification, nothing. It's dangerous.
More than dangerous, it's short-sighted.
No, you're right.
We need to, at the very least, get you a gun.
Yes, and frankly, I could use some food.
Well then, let's leave this place and find a spot to eat something before getting some supplies.
Right. So what the hell was that? Thing.
I don't know, Arthur, but it was something from the dark world.
What do you mean?
It wasn't part of this world. It moved like fractal patterns, alien and broken.
You said it moved like a hound.
Yes, but one that defies all explanation.
But it's dead now, right?
I don't know, Arthur. Things from that world, they don't die the same way.
All right.
Anyway. We're at the main floor.
Right. This is bound to be busier.
Yes, I imagine it's almost morning now.
Just guide me to the exit. I'll try to keep my head down.
All right. The hallway turns left. I'll tell you when to turn. Now. All right, the lobby is straight ahead. There are some people. Just keep moving. The doors to the street are to your right, slightly. Yes, no. You overshot it. There. Okay, hands out.
I'll be glad not to head into that place again.
Yes.
So what are we looking at?
You're in a small town, Arthur. There's a massive lake a little ways away. Lake Crawford, I believe.
How do you know that?
It's been a month, Arthur. People have been talking around us. I picked up some things.
Anything of importance?
Nothing overwhelmingly valuable, no.
So do we need to taxi to...
Arthur, this town is better crossed with a bike.
Right, right.
Let's just start walking towards the main street.
All right.
No, you're right.
Yes.
Yes.
When we touched Amanda...
Yes.
You mentioned that you saw her put something under her bed.
A small book of some sort.
You think it's a diary?
I do.
Me too. I can't imagine someone hiding a regular book like that.
Regardless of what it turns out to be, I think we can correctly assume it is not a regular book.
So, why do you think she was killed?
We couldn't even fathom, Arthur.
But couldn't we? That man, that Adam, he wanted to know her name. He knew who we were.
Yes.
That means, at least in my mind, that us reaching her would have helped, in some way. Why else have her killed?
Maybe he sought her for the same reason we did.
For answers to the book? No. Besides, he didn't even know her name. Remember, we found out about her by reading a simple news article back in Arkham. If he wanted her for the same reasons we did, couldn't he have followed the same logic?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know any of this, Arthur. Neither of us do. She could have been killed for any number of reasons.
No, she couldn't have. She was killed for a very specific reason. That's what we need to find out. With her gone, our path forward is obscured. This is not incidental.
How would he have known what we were going to ask her?
Well, that's just it. He couldn't have.
Arthur.
Something happened in that cave.
Arthur.
Hmm?
There's a diner up ahead.
Ah, brilliant.
You're sounding awfully positive.
I don't know. Yes, I guess with all that's happening, I'm still... I'm enticed.
Enticed?
Yes, I'm invigorated. Look, I've lost a month. I want to move forward. I want to move forward.
Right. Here. There's a table right in front of you. You were saying something happened in that cave.
Yes, she learned something that killed her.
Why do you assume it was the cave? Why not information on the symbol? Why not...
Well, she was only one of two girls that escaped that place. Everyone else was dead, only hidden behind a secret wall. A wall which she told no one about. Why?
Fear.
Fear? Yes, maybe. But she also moved away. Maybe someone was alive when she left. Someone who would have followed her.
She told her neighbor.
What?
She told her neighbor that she was moving away, up to Harper's Hill.
Right, right.
If you're running away from someone or something who wants to kill you, you typically don't tell people.
Yes, no, you're right. And the killer didn't know her name, so...
Waitress.
Oh. Ah, yes. Blue plate, please. Tea instead of coffee.
She's industrious.
So she wasn't running away from someone who knew her, or that she was worried about finding her. She didn't tell anybody about the secret cave.
So she wasn't running away. She had information and she wasn't afraid of anyone.
Which means... she knew something she didn't realize was dangerous.
She felt safe.
You said she opened the door without fear, without concern.
Then it makes sense.
Well, if she didn't realize she knew dangerous information, it's unlikely we'll find out anything.
And yet he still killed her. Our questions might have shaken something loose. What would you have asked her?
Probably her memory of the night, her friend's name, the symbol...
The symbol on the book that I came from.
Yes. Learning about one of these things might have been important enough for...
Arthur, learning about any of these could have been important. Or maybe this thing just wants to fuck with us. There are too many unanswered questions. We don't know enough.
Thank you. I'm going to eat now.
Arthur, I understand why you want to ask these questions. They are important. But as you've demonstrated, having ideas for the sake of ideas can only confuse us sometimes. Yes, we know that Amanda was killed, but we genuinely don't know why.
Theorizing is important, John. The real problem is when we commit these assumptions to certainties, which we're not doing. However, I do think it is safe to assume that she did not realize she possessed dangerous information.
Or she thought that everyone who could hurt her was dead.
Mm.
She seemed frightened at the man, but familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they caught him.
Right. Who did they pin this on? You know?
In my vision, the man was distorted, almost.
How so?
He had odd features, and his fingers seemed to sink into her skin, but it felt very different.
So you think that the man may look different?
No, but what I saw felt like a caricature of reality.
Either way, I like what you're thinking. We should find out who the police think did it, or if they have someone arrested.
You ate quick.
I haven't had solid food in a while.
Let's go then, shall we?
Yes. These questions are important to keep top of mind. We need to think on these so we don't lose sight of what's important.
Head to the right. There are some shops ahead.
So this may be worthwhile to follow up on.
What?
The murderer.
We know who murdered her. It was this Adam.
No. As you just said, we don't know for certain.
The shop right here. It looks like it sells guns.
Right.
Arthur.
What?
It's closed.
Damn. Well, what are we...
Wait.
What?
There's a newspaper stand here.
So?
The newspaper. I think they're talking about Amanda's murderer.
Well, does it say anything?
It just says, murderer caught. Local homeless man Christopher Ryan Evans found standing over the body of local Amanda Cummings.
Wait, local man?
That's what it says.
That doesn't... So it wasn't Adam?
I don't know.
Does it say where he is?
No.
Well, that makes things interesting.
Well, Arthur, I still believe it makes sense to prepare ourselves, maybe even waiting until this store opens.
When could that be? I'm so tired of waiting.
Well, on the other hand, we could head to Amanda's.
Or we could seek out more information on this murderer.
How?
Well, we have his name. The town is fairly small. We could head to the library, maybe, or town hall, see if anyone could shed some light.
How do you suppose we do that without drawing questions from people?
We'll be a reporter, maybe just up from Arkham, trying to find out more about the murderer.
Not a terrible idea.
Look, whatever the case, something is amiss here. We have a murder, the victim, and the circumstances around it. We need to do more investigating.
You're right. It's your call. What do you want to do?
Let's just wait.
Are you sure?
Look, we have leads, but we have nothing. We've just been hunted by a creature from another world. We need to be smarter than this.
All right.
We don't have basic things. A flashlight, change, a way to force a lock.
Well, I do think this store will cover most of that.
Right, but we need to wait. Is there anything else this newspaper says?
Nothing that seems pertinent.
Okay, well, are there any other shops?
The one next door looks open.
All right, well, something to do. What is this shop, anyway?
It's a music store.
Oh.
They have guitars, a banjo, accordions, and large pianos on the floor.
Right.
You play, right?
Yes, I do. When we first met, you convinced me to play to calm me down. I was spiraling a bit. Remember?
Oh, I remember. Why don't you play something again? There's no one in here but us.
I don't know. I'm not feeling like playing anything very jovial.
So what? Play something that suits your mood, then.
All right. Yes. Yeah, I suppose I could, yeah.
Thank you.
was a lovely piece.
Oh. thank you.
What did you call it?
I don't, Faroe's song.
Faroe?
Yes.
It's lovely.
Thank you. John?
Yes. That was very well done.
We should leave. See what...
Yes, next door might be open now.
Yes.
All right. There's a man behind the counter. I'm sure he can help get everything for us.
Good morning. I'm looking for a 45 automatic and some bullets to go along. A flashlight, maybe some matches, and maybe some way to force a lock. Sure.
He seems amused in a small way.
Why?
I don't know.
All right. Is that everything you wanted?
Yes. Yes.
ID?
Sorry?
I need some identification.
Fuck.
Right. Well, see, I don't have any, actually.
It looks as though he's studying you.
You want to do this off the book, eh?
Perhaps, yes.
You lost your ID?
Yes.
He's looking around.
You want to buy another one?
Oh. Yes, I suppose so. How much?
$60.
Damn.
I can't sell a pistol to someone who doesn't have an ID.
All right, fair enough. I'll buy it.
All right. Wait a moment, please.
What other options do we have? We need some form of identification.
You're not wrong.
After all, we may need it for a number of other things.
Arthur.
Including buying tickets out of this place.
Arthur.
Or perhaps...
Arthur!
What?
Someone has entered the shop.
All right.
It's a police officer.
Fuck.
He's looking around. Just stay still. Maybe say good morning.
Morning.
He nodded back, but he's eyeing you.
Here's your ID back, sir. Oh, morning, Officer Barnes. I'll be with you in a second, just checking this customer out. Will that be everything?
Yes.
That'll be $54, plus the administration fee we talked about.
Yes, of course.
Arthur, the cop is walking up next to you. Two banknotes. No, yes, that one. Yes, and another. Yes.
Here.
Is there an issue, officer?
Arthur, he's grabbed your ID off the counter.
Are you buying a weapon, sir?
He's looking at the ID.
Yes, of course, yes.
Any reason for that?
Can't be too careful these days, you know?
He's looking at us.
All right.
He's putting it back down.
Martin, I thought I told you to get that down. That sign up front.
I will. Just need some help, you know?
Thank you.
Take care.
Head down the street, quickly.
Damn.
That was close.
What does this ID even say? What's the name on it?
Lawrence Holder.
Right. Well, we'll have to introduce ourselves as that from now on, especially since that police officer has seen it.
Right.
So where to now?
Well, either we should head to Amanda's or find out more about this murderer, as you suggested.
Amanda's. We've put it off for long enough.
You're nervous about going.
I'm nervous about finding out what exactly is happening to me.
Don't worry. I'm sure this will only lead to more questions anyway.
Well, at least we are better equipped. Anyway, do you remember the address?
Yes. Head down this street to the main intersection.
This way?
Yes.
Right. We're not very far from it, are we?
This town is small. We're not far from anything.
Right. So if they've caught the murderer, what does that mean?
It means they've caught the wrong person.
How?
That thing I saw was not a man. It was something else entirely.
But Amanda's body...
Yes?
It didn't look like it had been... Well, how did you put it? Like his fingers were bending into her flesh.
No.
So how did it look?
I don't know. Her neck looked bruised.
Like she had been choked?
Yes.
Could we have been tricked? Could we have seen...
No. What I saw was real. Maybe what others saw wasn't.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure yet, but we're here at the apartment building. It's a short brownstone with dark, weathered bricks. It faces the lake behind us. It's not run down, but it has seen better days.
Right. Which floor?
The third, I think.
All right.
The stairs are deep brown, but well worn. There's a desk here that may have at one point had someone to welcome, but it's long since used. This place looks rough.
Stairs?
They're to your right. First floor.
Right.
Stop.
What?
You've just about run into an elderly woman. Just apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry. So sorry. My apologies.
She's in a wheelchair. She's just staring at us.
Well, I'm sorry again, ma'am.
She's still staring intently with a smile. Her face is thick with wrinkles. The lines in her face are deep and she has pale eyes. Her hair is loose as if falling from her scalp.
Is everything okay?
Arthur, just leave her.
Ma'am?
Arthur, leave. Something is wrong with her.
Poor woman.
Arthur, there was something odd about her.
She's just old. She...
No. She reminded me of...
Who?
That woman in the woods. The one that gave us the baby.
She looked like her.
No. No. But she had the same dreary... almost madness in her eyes.
Hold on, what does that mean?
It means we shouldn't linger. You're at the third floor.
Door?
Keep heading down the hallway.
Right. We want to be unheard and unseen as much as possible.
Oh?
Yes, we don't need anyone saying they saw us here, especially if we plan on taking something from the scene.
All right. We're here. Locked.
Understandable.
What are you doing?
We are going to pick it.
Interesting.
I'm glad we waited for supplies. He said he gave us a way to force the lock, and I thought I felt... Yes, here.
You know how to do this.
Many times, friend.
Friend?
Ah, there. There. Anybody watching?
No.
Perfect. Let's move. All right. Tell me what I see.
This is a small bachelor apartment. The short hallway from the door leads to a sitting room. There's a small radio on a glass table, and in the corner, a small bed. The window against the back is draped in dark green, and the carpet is weathered brown. This place makes me feel cold, Arthur. To the left of us is a kitchen, a small single table there, and to the right of us is a closet. The bathroom must be in the hallway outside.
So let's do a quick look around then.
Right.
Do you see anything of importance?
Not really. This tells the story of a simple, quiet life.
Anything about where she may have worked or...
Nothing that jumps out. Though, is that what we're looking for?
No, not really. So where did she die exactly?
Where we entered. Right in the front hall.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
All right, well, let's just grab this diary.
The bed is near the back. There.
Ah. All right, what does it say?
It's not a diary.
No?
No. It's just a book.
What book?
The Magic Mountain by Thomas Mann.
Well.
Well. Have you read it?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Why did she leave it?
I don't know.
Why did she hide it?
I don't know.
Why did she...
I promise you, John, my answer will be, I don't know.
Right.
Just let me think for a moment. Does this place look like it was tossed?
Not really, no.
Is there anything in the book?
Not... Wait!
What?
Yes! She's written something on the inside.
Brilliant!
It reads like this. I've seen the creature, its long, hard body, straight as an arrow, yet moves like a serpent. I've watched it drive into the dark holes in the stone. The lives it takes are none the wiser as it screeches into the night. And then she's written three numbers, 31, 55, 78.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Perhaps there's...
Wait.
What?
It's a riddle.
Well, what's the answer then?
It's a train.
A train?
Yes, the riddle. The long, hard body, straight as an arrow, but moves like a serpent. It's...
A train.
Exactly.
All right, then. So we find a train.
The station. She must mean for us to head there.
And you think it makes more sense to head there than to find out more about her killer?
She knew someone was following her. She knew enough to hide this for whomever is to follow. She not only feared for her life, but she wanted us to see something. Or find something.
Right. Fair enough.
Let's head to the train station.
The numbers?
Must be a combination of sorts. Perhaps there are lockers there.
Right.
Let's move. What do you suppose she has in the locker?
Something that she wants us to find, or others like us.
Answers.
Most definitely.
Whatever she saw or experienced in that house all those years ago has stayed with her. She must have uncovered more about it. This is what must have prompted a lot of what has transpired.
How so?
The person who broke into Ackerman's bookshop back in Arkham. They were motivated to find the book.
Right.
So something started all of this, and I think Amanda knew as well.
Arthur.
What?
Stop.
What is that?
This is the floor the lady was on. The one in the wheelchair.
We could help her.
Just leave it. Let's keep going. This is a dim hallway. The apartments look abandoned.
I can hear her.
Arthur.
Where is she?
There's a door slightly open to your right.
It sounds like she's inside. We should make sure she's okay. Miss?
Oh God, Arthur, this place is disgusting.
Fuck, that smell.
It's vile. Oh. There's stuff everywhere.
What do you mean?
Stacks of newspapers, refuse, clothes. This place is packed with garbage.
She sounds hurt.
Arthur, we should leave.
Oh, that smell.
It looks like she's used this place as a bathroom as well.
I can barely navigate. What is this?
It's a dresser, piled high with used dishes, covered in rotting food.
Ugh, God. I can barely breathe. Where is she?
I don't see her.
Miss, ma'am, are you okay? Fuck.
Oh, I see where she sleeps.
Her bed?
No, it's just a pile of rags on the floor. Her wheelchair is here.
She
is not.
Where could she be?
Leave this place now.
All right. Yes, let's.
Arthur, she's on the floor. She's crawling towards us.
God damn it.
Just go. She's trying to claw at your feet.
Fuck. Oh. What the fuck is wrong with her?
I don't know, Arthur. Something is off.
You're telling me.
Just go. Oh. I mean something is off with all of this.
In too many ways.
The people we keep meeting.
Yes, yes.
I've mentioned it before, but they're all twisted.
Our luck is...
I don't think it is just a matter of luck, Arthur.
What do you mean?
Something is doing this. We're in the lobby.
Oh, God, the air out here is so much better. I can still feel her stench on my tongue. What do you mean something is doing this?
I mean the lady in the woods, Kellen, Eddie, this woman.
Eddie?
Yes, the man you killed back in Arkham.
Yes, I know who Eddie is. I mean to say, you think he was of the same mindset?
Arthur, he tried to attack us. He tried to kill us.
It does seem telling, yes.
More than telling. Turn right. More than telling, it seems planned. As if we're meant to run into these people. Or as if they're searching for us.
I guess. Maybe. That's a tough leap for me, John.
We'll just keep it in mind, then. We're almost there.
This town really isn't very big, is it?
No.
All right.
You mentioned lockers.
Yes, I think these numbers that you said, it could be a combination.
Right. There are... It looks like there are a bank of them to your left.
All right. Okay.
Which one?
Well, how many are there? Are they numbered?
Yes. There are about 30 of them. They're small. All numbered 70 to 730.
How many pages are in the book? It felt thick.
720.
Well, then.
All right. Take your time here. There. Stop. Wait. There. Okay, there. Slow. Almost there. There, 78. That's 31, 55, 78.
Brilliant. Well?
There's a piece of paper inside. A map.
A map? Of?
A lake. This lake, Lake Crawford.
And?
And an island noted on the far side of it. She has it circled.
Well, I think this is where she wants us to head.
Then we should head there.
I think so. We've been on this road towards Amanda and her story for long enough.
Long enough for what?
Well, for answers.
You expect so much to be answered.
What?
Nothing.
Right, well, let's head there.
Head to your right and down the stairs again. The water isn't far from us.
So this map, she hid it well.
Yes, she made efforts to hide the location and didn't offer any more as to our destination.
Meaning?
Meaning, why an island? What is there?
I don't know, but it's clearly important that we found it. I shudder to think what would have happened if whomever killed her found it first.
It's not impossible.
What do you mean?
We took the map. They may not have. They may have found the book, solved the riddle, come here and...
Let's not think that many steps ahead. I think it's rather unlikely.
Agreed, but not impossible.
So, what's our plan in terms of getting there?
This is your show, Arthur.
Right, well, I suppose I could just pay someone to bring us.
That worked so well last time.
What do you mean?
Kellen.
Right.
You had the choice to ask for a ride or to...
Yes, I remember. It may have been a month ago for you, but it's still fresh for me.
Let's be more mindful this time. It's always wiser to go it alone.
As I'm starting to realize.
Stop.
Are we here?
We're just outside the harbor, but there is a lake map.
Oh.
Yes, it shows the docks and the lake. It's rather large.
Great. What's the name of the island? Did her map say?
No. Her map had the island hand-drawn, and this one... This doesn't seem to show the island at all.
What? How?
What do you mean, how?
I just mean, why would they omit an island from the map here?
I don't know.
Is it possible that that Amanda's wrong? Maybe there's nothing here. How far out is it anyway?
I don't know, Arthur. It could be an hour's ride by boat.
Wow, so the lake is very large then?
Yes.
Well.
Well.
Look, there's no sense in second-guessing ourselves now. Amanda went through a lot of work to get that map to us.
Did she?
Well, yes. Well, to whomever came after her.
What if she wanted someone else to find it?
Look, we can't question every step of this. We're going to commit to seeing this thing through. We left Arkham to find Amanda in this map. This drawing that she left. It's the last piece of the puzzle. We need to head there, at the very least.
All right.
Let's go.
There are a few boats tied up here. A large schooner, a few smaller rowboats similar to...
To the one we took from Kellen's?
Yes.
Is there anyone around?
There's a man near the end of the dock, yes. He's actually standing next to the schooner.
Well, let's ask him for a ride, then.
You're sure?
We don't have to accept it. Look, the mistake I made last time was not listening to you when you felt off about it. I see that now. It won't hurt to ask.
He's a gruff, older-looking man. His skin looks well-worn. His hat is a faded gray. He has a scraggly beard. He's coiling a rope. Be careful, Arthur.
Excuse me.
He's looked up towards us.
I was wondering if I could pay for a ride, across the lake.
Why?
Why? I'm visiting someone.
There's no one that lives across that lake, son.
No, but there's an island that my friend owns.
He looks serious. He's studying you, Arthur. Gazing behind us every once in a while.
What's your name?
Don't give him your name.
Lawrence. Lawrence Holder.
Smart.
There's no island that you'd want to head to, son.
I do need to, though.
Listen, son. You best head back. There's nothing out on that lake for you. Not anymore. No one will give you a ride out, so best leave it.
Arthur, I think he is serious.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
You listened to me.
It was a mistake I made last time when I didn't. Figured I have to learn sometime.
Well, thank you.
What now?
I don't know.
I do. We're taking a boat.
What?
I'm not coming this far just to give up.
You're going to steal a boat?
Yes, it's what I should have done last time. We don't need to rely on anyone else, and frankly, we shouldn't.
All right. I like this. There's a rowboat tied to one of the docks we're heading to. The man is still watching us, though.
I don't care.
Here. There's a knot. That one. Yes.
Perfect.
All right. Let's head out. It's misty out here. Like there is a fog rolling. It reminds me of...
This is different. I'm not bleeding out. There's no severed head this time.
No, there isn't.
You never told me what you really did with it.
I did. I left it behind.
Sure.
Well?
Well, this might be a bit of a trip then, eh?
How do we pass the time?
I can't forget the night I met you. That's all I'm dreaming of. Now you call it madness, but I call it
even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.